Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate and the gallery please rise for the prayer by the chaplain and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Edward VIII of England wrote, "I have found it impossible to carry the burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to without the help and support of the woman I love." Loving Father, we finish our week's work here, knowing the love and support of those who love us and make it possible for us to accomplish what is truly needed. We give you thanks for them and pray that we will be mindful to pour out our joy for them to them so that they may know our love for them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
You're right. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Pearls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from South America, Polk. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 56th day, Wednesday, April 18th, 2012.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from the 23rd. Those with opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KOMU TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 893, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 854 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 803 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from the 25th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Send the report forward.
Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion. It's a very short list. Only two appointees are there. They passed through the committee just yesterday, and there was no contention, no problems with these appointees.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Stoddard. Hearing no objection, your request is granted.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise?
I wish to inquire, Senator from Green.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green is not in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, would you locate the Senator from Green? Senator from Green, would you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 8th?
Without any reluctance.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I noticed you have a nominee here that's is an independent. Can you tell me a little bit about the Eric?
About who?
Here, I'll give you.
Talking about Eric Latimer?
Yes.
What would you like to know?
Well, is he an independent? What's the makeup of this board? How many R's, how many D's do you know?
I assume that you probably have researched that.
You know, I usually
Let me tell you why I don't know. Because the governor's office, the gentleman has two addresses, and there was some confusion over which district he lived in. When I saw it on the list under another senator, I thought that he had moved out of Springfield. And, of course, I support him. I know him to be an upright and honest individual. And, but the day of the hearing, actually the morning of the hearing yesterday, there was some scurrying around with new letters, and they realized that they had used the wrong address. So there's no problem. I being very aware of his integrity and his I think somebody's wanting me to talk faster, but we do slow things down in the Senate, I understand. being familiar with his integrity and his involvement in the community, I knew that he was an excellent appointment to this board, and you know, this is not even a partisan board, so without hesitation I agreed to support him. I didn't even feel a need to look for partisan makeup. If he tells me he's an independent, I know the man to be a man of integrity, and I take him at his word.
Okay.
By the way, I think is the most important thing for anyone in public service.
Okay, it's my knowledge that the make of this board is not stacking more D's on this board with this independent. I don't know the makeup right off the top of my head, but I know I did look at that earlier this week. I appreciate your your honesty on knowing this individual, but I did want to make sure I checked with you before we just let this move on through. Thank you, Senator.
I appreciate the inquiry. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from 8th?
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I'm a little bit offended each week that you continue to attack people from Independence. Independence is a fine community.
It is a great community.
And each week you stand up and object to people from Independence. And that is my home district. It's the home of Harry Truman. It's been part of this state since our beginning. And so would you please leave Independence alone?
Senator, I will try to leave the city of Independence alone.
You at one time represented part of Independence, did you not?
I still have part of Independence
in my
state district.
All right, well, just leave Independence alone.
I will try to do that.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on this motion? Seeing none, Senator from the 25th.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 25th. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell.
Mr. President, your report on fiscal oversight has a report. Your committee on...
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 576, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergerson, Chairman.
We're on reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 13th.
I'd like to inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone is not on the floor. Sergeant of Arms, would you notify the senator from Boone? Senator from the 13th.
While I wait for the senator from Boone, can I inquire the senator from Stoddard?
Senator from Stoddard, the senator from the 13th, has asked for an inquiry.
Certainly. Yes.
He does proceed.
Mr. President, I'm having a difficult time hearing.
The Senate come to order, and please keep your conversations down and in the side gallery if necessary.
Senator, I'm the chairman of the Minority Caucus in the Senate. I'm also the ranking member on appropriations, which I served under you. They have been continuing to come to me the last week, asking when are we taking up budget bills. Today on my desk, I see the budget bills are on my desk. We have 4 weeks left in session, 3 weeks to complete the budget. And one of the reasons I wanted to inquire the senator from Boone is because last year there was a stalemate until about 2 days before we had to pass the budget. And basically, I was very uncomfortable with signing conference committee reports, but we pretty much took the House positions on, I don't know if it was like House Bills 1 through 7, the Senate positions on Senate Bill 8 through 13. I thought it was very unprofessional, and I thought it was very disorganized how we accomplished the completion of the budget process last year. And at that time, I had told the senator from Boone, if this transpires next year, even though I'm only one of 8 members of the Missouri Senate, I'm not going to sit back and be forced to sign a report because nobody could get along and work the process with 4 weeks left, 3 weeks left, it was 2 days left. So with 3 weeks left to complete the budget, we have yet to take up the budget bills. I would like to know, as the chairman of the Minority Caucus, what are the plans of dealing with the budget in the Missouri Senate?
Plans are this, that we will begin discussions. The plans are Monday, this coming Monday.
We are taking up budget bills this coming Monday when we come in at 4 o'clock.
That is the plan, correct.
That is today's plan.
That is today's plan.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
I inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Sir, I do not want to catch you off guard, but I want to rehash real quick what transpired last year. There was a stalemate once we got to conference between the House and Senate.
Yeah, you know, and I will tell you, I mean, I heard your discussion when I came in just now. I think what happened last year was a casualty of congressional redistricting. I think that everything that played out in congressional redistricting then played out again in the budget. I don't anticipate that happening this year. We've had a tremendous amount of communication with the House Budget Chairman this whole time since January. It's a substantially different dynamic this year than it was last year. Now, that's not to say we're not going to have sticking points, because, as you know fully well, when we go to conference, we always have things we disagree on.
Absolutely, and I agree with it. Where my problem was last year, and I'm not putting fault on you, I'm just trying to re-educate everyone, I think the process of how it was designed and a conference committee is those five state reps and those five state senators sit in a room and they go through the items, especially when you're dealing with the budgets, of differences and come to reach a compromise. There's give and take. Last year, with the reasoning because of overlap of the congressional redistricting it played, but we pretty much did conference in 5 minutes, and it was basically 1 through 6 is House, 7 through 13. That's not exactly, but that was the assumption.
Right, the dynamic was different, but I do not anticipate that happening.
Yes, and I just wanted to make you aware and make my colleagues aware that I was very uncomfortable, but after discussing with you, I put my signature on those bills, and they went through, and I knew we would have a supplemental this year, and we have yet to take that up as well. Will we be taking up the supplemental first and then the budget bills?
Yes.
I had that question asked of several, by several of my colleagues.
Yeah, by law, we are required to pass the supplemental first. So, yes, it's my understanding that we'll go to that Monday, and we will take the supplemental up first because we do have to pass the supplemental before we can get into the core budget bills.
Okay. Thank you for the information,
Thank you, Senator.
Senator.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senator from Saline. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 576. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 576 is amended by the Senate committee substitute be brought for up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Saline. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 576 be read a third time and finally passed. This is a charter school bill for the, that we discussed last week.
Good morning. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Saline. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have unanimous consent for introduction of special guests. Sorry.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the rear gallery that just showed up, and I see that our president is here as well, and I know he would be interested in this, is Clippard Elementary School. Now, when I went to Clippard Elementary School, it was called Hawthorne. And my principal at the time was a guy named Charlie Clippard. And Charlie Clippard, when he retired after being principal of Hawthorne for a number of years, the community renamed the elementary school after Charlie Clippard, and it is now known as Clippard Elementary. But a lot of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, that went to my alma mater, the best 9 years that I spent in school at Clippard Elementary School, was now up here at the Capitol. We do have a full tour scheduled, and as long as Miss Jones, who is coordinating this, says that all the kids were good in the travel up, we do have pizza party scheduled for all of the kids, where we will have brown swagger, pepperoni, and pickled herring pizza. So that, Mr. President, that's what all the kids wanted. I was under the impression that everyone is on a pickled herring pizza rush, and we have pickled herring pizza for everyone. But everyone in the orange shirts with my orange tie, I would hope the Senate would make welcome my elementary school alma mater.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau from Clippard School please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? Good to have all our guests with us today. The Senator from Saline is recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Saline renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill as amended by the substitute. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 576, an act relating to charter schools. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from 10th, Senator from 11th. Senator from Howell. Ferry, we're on what calendar? By your vote of 31 aye, 2 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 510, the Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 510 with Senate Committee Substitute be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Read, and the bill is before the body for third reading, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 510, and I'll go ahead and move for its third reading and final passage first before I forget, but this is the property tax bill that takes into account and requires assessors to take into account when they're looking at the market value and the assessment of the property to consider the foreclosures and short sales to actually reflect the true market value. A third of the homes right now are in foreclosure, so not to include that in the market value and the assessment would not be complete. So this just requires they do that. Hopefully most of them do, but this will make.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews her motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 510, an act relating to assessment of real property for tax purposes. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Clay. Senator from Christian. Wait. Phelps just came in. Okay. By your vote of 32 aye, 1 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Polk.
President, I request unanimous consent to introduction of a special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and my right, a good friend of mine that come into this to the House of Representatives with me and has been a friend many years as a former sheriff and a guy that has been a good guy for me to work with over the years and evidently got an appointment. I'm not sure I was here for the appointment process, but I know he did this morning. But Kenny Jones, I'm glad to have him in here in the chamber this morning as my guest. Many of you know him from here and have served with him in the House, and I just appreciate if everybody would give him a welcome into the Senate.
Let's welcome our former colleague from the House, We're delighted to see former Representative Kenny Jones from California in Montauk County, Senator from the 15th.
I would ask for unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper gallery today, also in orange, along with the Senator from Cape's guests, are guests from my district, from Avery Elementary in Webster Groves. My beautiful wife, Jamie, taught at Avery Elementary. I know what a great school that is, what involved parents they have, what great teachers they have, what great students they have, and they're here to join us today in the Missouri Senate. I'm going to ask my colleagues to make them feel welcome.
The guests of the Senator from the 15th to the Missouri Senate. For what purpose does the Senator from 13th arise?
Fire the Senator from 15th.
Does the Senator from the 15th yield?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Senator, you forgot to mention what a great senator they have as well.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Terry, is it the next bill? Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 682, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 682 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 682 be read a third time, placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, this bill is the pain management bill that would limit fluoroscopic image guided injections that are occurring in the spinal column, a very risky procedure, limit that to those who have the proper training, not only for the injection, but everything that has to be understood if there were a problem with the injection. So the senator from the 10th was able to get an amendment on that will put a four-year sunset on this so that future legislative body will review this. If the nurse anesthetists develop a program sufficient that it gives them the proper training, then that body would be able to take a look at that and make a judgment as to whether this should continue. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from the 23rd? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 682, an act relating to interventional pain management. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Stoddard. Duly noted, Senator. Senator from 13th. Senator from the 11th. You were recorded as an aye. Change it to a no. Senator from Boone. Senator from the 7th. Senator from Howell. By your vote of 24 aye, 7, no. The bill, having won a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Stoddard.
And I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and on my left, seated here behind the press table, we have Christy Hafer and Rodney Hafner. They're from Donovan, Missouri, and they're involved with the, actually work with the Ripley Water District Number 1, Ripley County, there in southeast Missouri, and they have been awarded by the Missouri Rural Water Association the Great American Water Taste Test, and have been declared the winner, and so they have the best water in rural Ripley County anywhere in the state, and so I would like to welcome the Hafers and congratulate them on winning their award.
Let's welcome these special guests of the Senator from Stoddard from Ripley County to the Missouri Senate. Please rise. Senate Bill 739, the Senator from the 4th.
President, I move that Senate Bill number 739 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that allows administrative hearing officers for the Department of DS to correct their mistakes in orders for child support. They're clerical mistakes that can be corrected quickly with proper notice to all the parties and opportunity for a hearing. Currently, these mistakes have to be petitioned in front of a circuit judge, so this should expedite the manner in which you can get things moving quickly. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator from 4th is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to administrative child support decisions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 34 aye, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 758. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 758 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 758 be read a third time and finally passed. We discussed this bill yesterday. I think the division is doing most of the things that this bill asks them to do, but we kind of wanted to put it in law. It's about protecting an abused child. And I think there's some pretty common sense things in it. Be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 758, an act relating to child abuse and neglect. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany.
Aye.
Kraus. Lager. Lamping. Lemke. Mayer. McKenna. Munslinger. Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Pergeson. Richard. Ridgway. Roop. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Stouffer. Lawson. Wright Jones.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Cull. You record it as a no. Change it to an aye. Yes, Senator. By your vote of 34 aye, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 448, the Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 448 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 448 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. For the body's knowledge, this is the bill that we debated yesterday that deals with child care providers. Basically, this says that when a person goes in and inquires about placing their child, you have to let them know if you are unlicensed or if you are a licensed provider. Also says that if you are under investigation or have charges pending for abuse, neglect, or endangerment of a child, that is a condition for your parole or release, the judge can bar you from continuing to watch children in your home. Gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the fifth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the maker of the bill.
Does the senator from the second yield for inquiry?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you. Two quick questions. Is the state paying for any unlicensed daycares at this point?
No. I think if you're going into an in-home daycare, I think it's your choice. If you're unlicensed, that's just a person's individual.
Okay. So an unlicensed daycare would likely be one out of someone's home?
Yes, someone's home. They're watching children below a certain number. Once you hit a certain number, then you need to become licensed.
Okay. So how are they informed, how will they be informed of this requirement to say that they're unlicensed once they reach a certain number?
Once you go in and inquire, they have to let the parent know that we are an unlicensed daycare, and they can say that we're unlicensed because we only watch X number of kids. And this was some compromise language because one of the things we wanted people to include the number of kids they were watching in their home, because right now family members don't have to be included in that. So now we're just having them inform the parents of we are unlicensed because we are watching these kids. We don't have to include them for the licensing, so the parents have that knowledge when they go in that is why.
Is there anyone monitoring or watching the fact that home daycare may exceed a certain number and they would then be required to be licensed? How are we keeping up with that, or are we able to keep up with
that? Well, I mean, there's nothing in this bill that's going to have any government agency investigating any unlicensed daycares or things of that nature. So it would be some type of a complaint or someone calling and saying, hey, they're operating illegally. But again, we want the parents to have the information when they go in to make the best decision on, okay, I'm putting my child in here and you're unlicensed because of why, okay, I didn't even know. A lot of parents don't even know if you're licensed, unlicensed, and what that means.
Okay, in an unlicensed situation then, how are they going to know they need to tell people that they are unlicensed, knowing that they are, even though they're doing family, friends, and a few more? Where are we going to know that they have informed the public that they're unlicensed, especially if they're just taking care of, like I say, family, friends, and a few.
That kind of comes in on the fine, because under existing law, the maximum fine for operating being unlicensed, but you should have been licensed, is $200, and that's it forever. So what a lot of people are doing is just operating unlicensed daycares, even though they should have been licensed, and just paying the $200 and just moving on, saying that's all you can do to me. What this does is it does make it a $200 per day Also, if you were to provide false information or lie on your application or things of that nature. So that's where a little bit of the stick would have come in, I guess, to encourage them to be honest and truthful with the people that come in the door.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from Franklin.
May I inquire of the maker of the bill?
Does the senator from the second yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I just want to make sure, I think I heard you say this, but the actual children that live in the house are not counted towards that total?
That is correct. That is current existing law.
Right.
So if you are watching two of your children and then you're also watching five others, you would then, for licensing purposes, you're only watching five children. You don't have to include the related children in the number to reach the license.
Right. And that stays the same?
That stayed the same.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from second is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
He renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 448, an act relating to child care providers. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Franklin. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 4th. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having won a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading, the informal calendar, Senate Bill 806.
Senate bill for third reading, the informal calendar, Senate Bill 806, the senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 806 with the Senate substitute be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, thank you. This is the bill that we debated at length that just deals with LIFO and teacher quality. And there are no questions. I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 24th.
To inquire of the senator from the 7th.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, this is a kind of tenure light bill.
Yes, I guess you could call it that.
Okay, and I think I voted in support of this bill as we were going through the process of amending or not amending, and we're going through the course of trying to perfect. But I think you pretty much know my feelings on this, is that there are three or four issues concerning education that we have to take up. And I, as much as I might be willing to support this bill, I don't appreciate the order by which we're voting on these bills and this bill this morning. So as much as I would be open-minded to having this be part of a global solution, I'm going to have issues with the fact that it's the first one we're taking up. So thank you for the inquiry.
Inquire the senator from 7.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I really don't care what order we take them up. I just want to explain my position, and I've said to several people here, the senator from the 8th had a bill a few weeks ago on how we decide whether kids had, do you remember this, how the special ed and the process, Senator, that we talked about, how to bring an arbitrator in, independent from the district, so that you don't have those influences and that make a decision whether they're truly receiving the education necessary. Senator, do you remember that bill? pass unanimously?
Say that again. I'm
the
not
bill that the senator from the 8th had on whether to decide on special ed, if there were
oh, yes, the IEPs and that type thing, yes.
A couple years ago, I had a bill the same way on tenure. I don't think moving it from 5 years to 10 years is a solution. We need to get rid of tenure, but we have to have some type of due process, in my opinion, whether it's like the senator from the 8th bill or not, because whether you like it or not, especially in small towns, people that join the school boards a lot of time have an axe to grind, and there is occasion where you need protection, and there should be a way that they could request, whether they've been teaching 1 year or 30 years, an arbitrator that would just do those type cases and have no vested interest, not be in the area, and not cost a district $45,000, is one of my district costs, to fire a teacher that they had pictures of falling asleep 3 times on the job. We need to get rid of it, but we should have some protections against the wrongful dismissal, since the state of Missouri does not have, in my opinion. And so until we get to that point where we can come up with a due process for those teachers, and I've mentioned a couple instances around, and I've mentioned instances where teachers in my area, where people run for the school board because their kid was not played on the basketball team, or their kid did not like this teacher, and they have a particular axe to grind. And then that same school board member has the ability to fire the superintendent, so then when they go to that superintendent and tell him, hey, I want this teacher disciplined, whether it's justly or unjustly, that sometimes happens. So I'd like to get rid of tenure completely, and I want that known, but I think that we have to, on these rare occasions, have some type of independent arbitration, as I've offered a couple of years ago. And people say, well, if you don't like it, you should offer a solution. I offered that solution. It didn't go anywhere, but that's why I'm explaining to I'd like to get rid of it completely, but I think there should be some protections against some of the abuses from some of the school board. And I just wanted to kind of explain my position to you before we get, I don't know if this is going to be a prolonged discussion or if we're just going to vote on it, but I wanted to let you know where I stood on that. Thank you, Senator.
Any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wondered if I could inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Does the senator from Johnson yield?
I do.
Yield, you may inquire.
Morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
You are the chair of the Education Committee, is that correct?
Yes.
Did this bill come through the Education Committee?
It did not.
Any idea why that might be?
Because it was not assigned to the Education Committee.
It seems to me that we have a committee process so that we can work things out. I greatly appreciate the deliberative nature of this body and the committees. And it seems to me that if we want to have a good product, that we wouldn't try to fast bake it in the microwave. And I have not talked to you about this in advance about the assignment of the committee, but it's my opinion that that is to try to bypass a committee that deals specifically with education. When we're talking about an education bill, and I may be cutting my throat on this floor this morning, I don't know, but I just think that that is, quite frankly, not unlike the substance that is referenced in the book of Nehemiah that was placed in a special part of the city after it was expelled from the back end of the camel. And I know that the people that are on your committee are very committed to the success of our children. I know that they're committed to the protection of good teachers from unscrupulous school boards who might try to have one removed so that they can have their friend put into a position, which has happened in the past. And I know that they're committed, as all of our committees are committed, to having good deliberations. So my wish is that this would have come through committee. Are you familiar with this subject, the tenure subject that is contained in this bill? I'm sure you are. If you're
Yes, yes.
Chairman of that committee.
And you know, I share your same feelings. It would have been nice to have had, you know, a thorough vetting of the issue and kind of how we do the process is we hear it 1 week and then never exact, at least until we've had 1 week's worth of deliberation, discussion. And then if committee members have problems with the bill, then they can go to the bill handler and kind of work those things through the process. And then, of course, when that happens, then everyone has more of a chance to become involved in it. When this issue did come up on the floor, for those of us on the Education Committee, that was the first time we'd really heard the issue. And it's a big issue. It's a very, very important topic. So,
well, and I would say, you know, I don't serve on your committee. I don't serve on the committee that this came through. But I am very interested, as a parent of three girls in the public school system, I'm very interested in quality education. And where there is not quality, I have stood with the senator from the 7th in times past to make sure that that quality is somehow attained, even if we have to go around the established institutions that have become cylindrous at best. I will tell you, I asked for some additional information on this subject, and I was not granted my request, which is fine. I was willing and able to do a research project, and I was provided, and I was appreciative of it, a great deal of information, nearly a ream of information that is good research. It's the kind of research that's put out that has footnotes. And it's professional research, and it was produced by a number of folks that I know were very interested and very involved in education, and they did make some recommendations on tenure. However, in this plus 250 pages of several different research projects that are used to promote changes to this program, not a single recommendation dealt with moving tenure to 10 years. Not a single recommendation recommended getting rid of it. They did make all kinds of recommendations about firing bad teachers and making that process more streamlined for administrators so that they could hold teachers accountable who were not doing their job and were not educating students. That is the kind of quality that I think we should be looking for, not only in our classrooms, but also in our product that we send off of this floor. Do you like cranberry bread?
I do.
You know, I do too, and this whole process, Senator, has reminded me of the holidays. And I'm taken back to a holiday not recently, but quite some time ago that I recall, where there was cranberry bread in the oven. It looked good. It smelled good. I love cranberry bread. It came out of the oven, and we began to slice it, and the middle of the loaf just poured out. It was not baked. I think that we need to...
For what purpose does the senator from the 7th seek recognition?
Mr. President, I ask for this bill to be laid on the informal calendar. I am not going to keep the body here for a long discussion on a Thursday.
Lay the bill on the informal calendar. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll stay on that calendar, Senate Bill 677.
Senate Bill 677.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 677 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move now that Senate Bill number 677 be read a third time and finally passed. Senate Bill 677 deals with the issue of the Kansas City School District primarily, although it would pertain to any school district in that unaccredited status. Currently under state statute, it takes two full school years before the state Board of Education can take over a school district, which in the Kansas City School District case would be June 30th, 2014, and that's too long. And so what this bill does, it would provide for an immediate takeover of an unaccredited district. We did have plenty of discussion on this about 2.5 weeks ago. We did add one amendment, and so that was added on the perfected motion. I'd be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I do.
Yes,
what happened to the cranberry bread? Well,
you had a cliffhanger there. What happened to the cranberry bread?
Thank you. Well, there was actually two problems. We did put the cranberry bread back in the oven. My mother actually thought that we would have enjoyed eating it the way it was. I know, strange as it sounds, but you get sick when you don't when you eat good baked goods that are not fully cooked. We put it back in the oven, and it baked. And we tried eating it later, and then she found out that she had mixed up the salt and the sugar. Now,
you had salted cranberry bread.
There's supposed to be a slight amount of salt and a large amount of sugar. Well, she mixed them up.
Had the large amount of salt and the slight amount of sugar.
Senator, I hope she is not listening by the internet today.
That's okay. My wife probably is, and I want it very clear that other people talk about these things on the Senate floor than just me and the new pillows that I can't lay on.
Yes. But
and towels that I can't dry my hands with. You know, new hardwood floors that had to go down because the curtains didn't match the carpet on the pillowcases and the what's a sham? I still haven't figured out what a sham is.
I thought, well, I wasn't thinking of linens when you said that word. the long story short on the cranberry bread, we put it back in the oven, but.
Did it work out?
Sometimes when we mix up saltiness and sweetness, we don't get the result we want.
Okay, so that's what happened in the cranberry bread.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. I didn't want to go home this weekend and not know what
happened.
Without
knowing
the
rest of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Paul Harvey moment. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Johnson's moved that Senate Bill 677, as amended by the Senate substitute, be third read and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the first, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire briefly of the senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
From the first.
Thank you.
You yield, senator. You may proceed.
So just in your brief description, this sounds like another bill that we were working on this week. Or,
right. This
is that the House bill?
That's the House bill. That was House Bill 1174.
1174. Okay. So what does Senate Bill 677 contain currently?
It allows for the State Board of Education to have an immediate takeover of an unaccredited district. And in this case, obviously, it was done because the Kansas City School District was declared unaccredited as of January 1st of 2012. And so it would still apply to other districts that would be in the same situation. But we did this mainly so that the state could take over immediately if they decided to do so.
Okay. Does it in any way, shape, or form affect the SAB that has been established in the city of St. Louis?
Not at all, because they are under a different state. They're under a different state statute, so it does not affect that at all.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Johnson, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 677, an act relating to school accreditation with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote 33-aye, 1-no, the bill is declared passed. Having achieved a constitutional majority, the bill is declared passed. Senator from Johnson, you are recognized for the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from Friends St. Francis votes aye.
Which one?
Senator from the 5th, could you please repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote, 32 aye, 2 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
On the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, Urban Affairs, and anything else you send to this committee has a report.
Thank you, Senator, for being so versatile. And please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pension, and Urban Affairs, to which was referred House Bill 1331, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 1128 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 1680 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Crowell, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Finance and Government Organization and Elections has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1123, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 1103 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on the Judiciary has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 51, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1525 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from the 2nd District of St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 835, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1495 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Bill 1112 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1042, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Bill 1504, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1623 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agricultural Food Production and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Bill 1073, begs leave to report that it is
I think it's supposed to be this, to which was referred
House. To which was referred House Bill 1073 and House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1477, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Howell.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Review has a report.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill House Bill 1104 with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergerson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
On the order of business of House bills on second reading, Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1134.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1134, an act relating to insurance coverage for physical therapy services.
Small Business, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1256.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1256, an act relating to the judiciary.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1383.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1383, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1444.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1444, an act relating to confiscated animals.
Agriculture, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1458.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1458, an act relating to emergency services.
Jobs and Economic Development, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1549.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1549, an act relating to the no-call list.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 47.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 47, a joint resolution relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, House Joint Resolution number 49.
House Joint Resolution 49, a joint resolution relating to the right to bear arms.
Judiciary, House Joint Resolution 71.
House Joint Resolution 71, a joint resolution relating to property taxation.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson.
Is my mic on? Okay. I'd like to inquire of you, if I could, Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
Today is April 19th. Today is April 19th. Is there any significance to that?
Not that I can think of, Senator.
Like someone might be having a birthday.
I'm sure there's a lot of people having birthdays today.
Someone who is presiding over the Senate is having a birthday today.
Possibility.
So today is your birthday.
It is.
Well, I would like to wish you a happy birthday. 39, is that right?
Plus.
Plus, okay. So if my colleagues would join in welcoming a happy birthday wish to our senator from Saline County.
Senator, we're on the order of business of announcements.
Yes, the senator from Johnson, I guess, wanted to do that to an empty room. Mr. President, no further business. Oh, Mr. President, would you see if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
I thought there might be. Would you please
Madam
have
Secretary,
those read?
Please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1534, an act relating to the federal health care reform law. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1717, an act relating to withholding tax returns, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator 23rd.
Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April 23rd, 2012.
You heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, April the 23rd, 4 p.m.